We're up to Simen Chav Hei Sif Hei. I just want to go back at the end of Sif Dalet to apologize and clarify. I didn't give the proper respect to the Piskei Chuvis and the Poskim. So just want to go over what the end of yesterday. So the Mishabura at the bottom of Sif Katan Yud Dalet tells us. The Mechaber says that for Krishma and Shemona Esrei, you need to be wearing tefillin. And the Mishabura brought down the Gemara that whoever wears says Shema without tefillin is testifying falsely about himself. Why he's saying and he's not wearing tefillin. So what happens in the case where a person wakes up late? He goes to a late meeting. He goes to a 9 o'clock meeting. So the Mishabura says, obviously, in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, he says, "Bivadai." Last line, "Ein lo la'ache kriyashma bezmana machmazeh." A person should definitely not miss. So it's my kriyashma because of this. I mean, so it's my kriyashma is 9:05. Person wakes up 9 o'clock, opens one eye, quickly say Shema. If you could say Berachas Hatorah, if you could wash Negelas, leaving all that aside, say Shema without the tefillin. What if you have a little bit more time? So let's say Sosman Krishma is 9:05 and you go to a 9 o'clock minyan. So obviously you're not gonna, the minyan is not gonna get up to Krishma before Sosman Krishma. So in theory you have two options. You could just say Shema and then without tefillin, then put on tefillin daven regularly. Okay? So that is not the best option. The best option, so we said it yesterday like this. I don't want to get into which Sosman Krishma person should be makbida, but Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that before a Sos Man Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon, you should say Shema with Tefillin on. Okay? Rav Karelitz was more machmir. If a person is machmir on Sos Man Kriya Shema of Magen Avraham, they should have Tefillin on at that point. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, not necessary. You could wait till you can say Shema with Tefillin before the time of the Gros. So if Sos Man Kriya Shema is 9:05, the better thing to do, let's say Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, put on your Tefillin, say Shema before 9:05, and then daven. Okay. If you can, right. Now, it doesn't always happen. So, in Piskei Chuvos, he brought down a couple of poskim, but he brought down the Minchas Yitzchak, who is the head of the Eidah Haredis, who, interestingly enough, I didn't look anything up inside, but Piskei Chuvos says, Minchas Yitzchak quotes Rav Avadya, who brings in a whole slew of poskim, who say that even if you're not wearing tefillin by the end of Sos Man Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, it's okay. And later, when you put on your tefillin, you daven at the 10 o'clock minyan, which is obviously not lechatchila, then you'll say Kriya Shema with tefillin at that point, and that's good enough. Okay, so obviously it's better to have the tefillin on when you're saying Shema Bizman before Sos Man Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon. Many people are makel, I don't know, you know, if they're even familiar or aware. So it's a good piece of awareness. If one does wake up late, one is in the situation, best to have the tefillin on to say the Shema for Sos Man Kriya Shema of the Vilna Gaon. And if it's, you know, it doesn't work out, so it doesn't work out, but the most important thing is not to miss Sos Man Kriya Shema. And I don't know, the minig is, and what most people do is just say Shema without the tefillin and rely on all those opinions. But best to
put them on.
And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Okay, Sif Hei. Here, the Shulchan Aruch starts out with what kavana should we have when we put on the tefillin. So, this is based on the Torah. The Torah in three paces tells us what kavana should we have when we do the mitzvah. And the Bach points out that this is very strange, because the Torah is a halacha book. It's not a machshava book. It's not a philosophical book. What kavana should we have? And therefore, the Bach says, there are three places that the Torah does this based on the three psukim. Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Why? Because in these three places, the Torah tells us why we're doing the mitzvah. In tzitzis, the pasuk says, l'man tizkru, in order that we remember all the mitzvahs. So why are we putting on tzitzis? In order to remember all the mitzvahs. Tefillin, the pasuk says, l'ma'an, in order, l'man tia Torah Hashem beficha. That the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouths to inspire us to learn Torah. And by Sukkot, it says, "Laman yedu darazecha and kibah Sukkot hashavti es bnei Yisrael," so that we know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and put us in Sukkot, whatever Sukkot means. real sukkah is anon covered. Fine. So because in three places the Torah says lama'an, the reason for the mitzvah, therefore it comes along the back and says that's why the Torah says what kavani you should have, because it's not philosophy. It's halacha. That is a halacha. That's what you need to do when you do the mitzvah. In general, we're not there yet, but there's a concept that mitzvahs require kavana. What does kavana mean? I know that I'm doing what Hashem wants. But it's not why I'm doing it. But these three mitzvahs are different. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yechavim b'hanachasam, a person should have kavana when he puts on the tefillin. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu aniach arba parashios eilu, that God has commanded us to put on these four parashios. Sheish b'hem yichud shmal, the oneness of God's name. Yetzias Mitzrayim, talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Alaz roa, on the arm. Kineged alev, which corresponds, which is facing the heart. V'ala rosh, kineged amoach, and on the head facing the brain. Kidei shenizkor, so that we will remember nisim and inflows. She'osu imanu, the miracles that Hashem has done for us. Shein morim, which teach us a yichudo, on the oneness of Hashem. V'ashelo akoch, v'amem shalab, v'elyonim, v'tachtonim, that God is the omnipotent one, all-powerful, be'elyonim v'tachtonim, upstairs and downstairs. Lasos v'hem kids, or no, God can do whatever he wants. V'yishabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu neshama shibamoach, and we should therefore be mishabed, literally perhaps enslave, it's not the nicest word, but enslave to God our neshama shibamoach, which is in our brains. V'chein halev, and enslave our hearts to God, the heart, which represents ikir hata'avot, the main part of our body, which represents the taivas, the desires, the machshavot, and the thoughts. Uvazeh yizkor abore, and in wearing the tefillin and having it correspond to the mind and the heart, we will remember Hashem, the Creator. V'yamit hana'osav, a person will lessen his pleasures in this world and focus on avodas Hashem. Okay, mishabura sivkatan tes zayin. Yechavim b'anachosam. Kosav ha-bach. The Bach wrote b'simen ches, the beginning of Hilchot Tzitzis. Tam lezeh midichziv ha-lecha le'os al-yadecha. Leman tiyah teres Hashem b'ficha. Ki b'yad chazaka hotziyacha Hashem. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. So, yorek ki ikir ha-mitzvah ki yuma tzluye b'kavona. Sheyechavim b'sha'as ki yuma mitzvah. The ikir ha-mitzvah and the ikir ki yuma mitzvah is dependent on the kavona that a person is mechavim when he fulfills the mitzvah. So, whereas most mitzvahs just require the kavana that I'm doing the ratzon Hashem, this is what God wants, here it's one step further, this is what Hashem wants, because the cause of a prima godim, dimi kamokum, b'di'evet, afim lo kivin rak l'shem mitzvah b'vad yotze. B'di'evet, if you had regular kavana, I'm doing a mitzvah, and not the reason, b'di'evet, one is yotze. Now, there are those that say that this kavana is makiv, and if you don't have this kavana, you don't get any credit at all. And Yeshua does not passing like that.
So, towards Hashem b'ficha, what does this have to do with
Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything we just said? What's this? I'm sorry, ask the question again.
The filling in the Torah, the Ma'an, yet towards Hashem
b'ficha. That's good, that's good. Because the Pasuk goes on to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. So we have a whole, most people don't say this, you say this, you know, the week of your bar mitzvah, and then you stop, right? Kodem hanocha tefillin yomar, and it goes into all the things that a person should have in mind when he puts on tefillin. Okay, in the parsha of Kadesh Li, v'yo lecha l'os al yodcha, u'zikaron ben inecha, l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yad chazaka otzi archa Hashem yimitzrayim, so this is supposed to inspire us, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Now ask your question again. I'm sorry, I cut you off. There's a lot of other things here that don't seem to be in the pasuk. That's what you're saying. Okay, I hear that. Okay, so the Yetzias Mitzrayim represents Hashem's omnipotence, and I hear what you're asking. The Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha would represent the fact that the mind and the heart are. I hear it's a jump. I hear. I don't know. That's a good Torah. So there are those that say it's either that the kavana is ma'akev. I didn't have time to look into it fully. Could be it's a Bikur Yaakov, I don't remember. I did see the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that if you put on tefillin without having this kavana, you get no credit. It's a ma'isa kof. It's like a monkey doing it. So I don't know if it, I assume it's related to this. I tried to look up the Aruch HaShulchan by Tzitzis. Does he say the same thing by Tzitzis? I looked very quickly. I didn't find it. But he definitely says it by tefillin. So it's very important when we put on a tefillin to have these kavanas. I try to encourage my bar mitzvah boys to say this paragraph, so that way you're on track. Then we start coming late, and then you're in a rush, and then it unfortunately falls by the wayside, but it is an important thing to say, if not verbally, but to have a mind. You know, this is what he's telling us, to have a mind. Okay. Now, it's interesting. Sif Hei is split in half. That's the first half of Sif Hei. Now, the second half of Sif Hei gets into the bracha to say on the tefillin, which in a normally is something that's very smooth, but here by tefillin it actually gets very complicated. So the Mechaber continues, V'yaniach shel yad tchila, you should first put on the shel yad. Why? Mishabura tells us in Sifkot and Yudzayin, because the pasuk says, V'kshar tamos ayadecha, and then V'yutavos b'inecha. V'yivarech lehaniach tefillin, make the bracha of lehaniach tefillin. V'achakach yaniach shel rosh, then put on the shel rosh. V'lo yivarech kiim bracha achas l'shteyam. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that one bracha on both. No two brachas, one bracha. Lehaniach tefillin, you put on the shel yad, you don't talk, no hefsek, no interruption, put on the shel rosh. We obviously don't do that. Ashkenazim don't do that. Haggah note says the Ramah, V'yeshem levarach al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin afilu lo hifzik bein tayim. What we do is we lahaniach tefillin on the shel yad and then al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. V'chein posha haminek b'vnei Ashkenazim shemavarachim shtei brachos. We make two brachos on the tefillin. So there's two gemaras. The gemara in brachos daf samich, which very much sounds like the Ramah. Ramah is based on Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, when you put on your tefillin shel yad, you say laniach tefillin. When you put on your tefillin shel rosh, you say al mitzvah tefillin. Sounds very simple, very open and sharp. But there's another, and that sounds very clear like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Ramah. But then there's the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says like this. Rav Chisda says, if you speak between tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, chozer umavarch. You have to make another bracha. And then the Gemara has a discussion, and then the Gemara concludes with Abaye Barava. Abaye Barava tell us, Lo sach, if you didn't speak, mavarech achas, you make one bracha. Sach, mavarech shtayim. If you didn't speak between the two, you make one bracha. If you did speak between the two, you make two brachos. So that very much sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, which is built on the Rambam, and the Rif, the Rajba, Rashi. So how do you understand this line? If you didn't speak, you make one bracha. If you did speak, you make two brachas. So Rashi understands it's talking about tefillin begadol, shel yad, shel rosh. If you didn't speak, you make one bracha altogether. And if you do speak, then you make two brachos. You're going to make laniach tefillin. If you then speak, then you're going to say al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh because you interrupted. That is the opinion of Rashi, Rif, Rambam, Rashi, Rajba, Shulchan Aruch. Now this is discussed again in Sif Tes. Tosus brings Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush. Tosus does bring the Rush, but the Rush says the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. It's not talking about global tefillin, it's talking about the Shel Rosh. If you didn't speak, you make one bracha on the Shel Rosh, in addition to the bracha you already made on the Shel Yad. If you do speak, then the Laniach tefillin goes on both. So if you speak and now you've just lost your laniach tefillin, you have to make two brachas on the shel rosh. A bracha again of laniach, because you lost the first one, and al mitzvah tefillin. So again, it says if you speak, you make two brachas. You didn't speak, you make one. According to we'll call them the Sfardi Rishonim, it's referring to both tefillin all together. I didn't speak, I only make one bracha, and that's it. If I do speak, I make two brachas. Laniach I already made, and now I'm going to make an al mitzvah tefillin. And the Ashkenazi Rishonim say, no, it's only, you already made your Laniach Tefillin. We're only talking now about the Tefillin Shel Rosh. If you didn't talk, you're only going to make one bracha on the Shel Rosh. If you speak, you're going to make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. So, the Gemara brachas very much sounds like Minig Ashkenaz, but the Gemara over there, Menachas, more sounds like Minig Sfard. So that's basically what gives room for the big Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes HaPoskim. So again, the Mechaber tells us they make one bracha, this is what Sfardim do, make one bracha, and that's Lahaniach, and it covers both. If a person's going to speak, okay, here the Mechaber is not talking about speaking in between the tefillin, which you're not allowed to do. That's discussed. We'll discuss that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow in Sif Test. Okay, that's coming up in Sif Test. So we're going to do this again tomorrow. And the Rama says, no, even if you don't speak, you're going to make Laniach on the Shel Yad and Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Shel Rosh. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav tells us Al Mitzvah Tefillin, how to pronounce that word, Mitzvah, so the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Al Mitzvah Bepatach Tachas Avav Shul Lashin Yachid, on the singular Mitzvah Tefillin. V'lo Yomar B'cholam Al Mitzvos Tefillin Shehu Lashin Rabim. Why? Shrei Lo Nitkin HaBracha Zu Kim Tefillin Shel Rosh, because the Al Mitzvah is going on the Shel Rosh, not going on the Shel Yad. Kim the Shel Rosh Bilvad Kemosh Yisbar B'Simin Chavav, as we will see later. V'chen Yichru Rov Achronim D'lo Kitaz. The Taz says Mitzvos because it's going on both, and we say Mitzvahs because it's only going on one. So the Aruch HaShulchan had an interesting idea. Let's say a person speaks. Minig Ashkenaz. The person speaks, we will see this tomorrow. He has to make two brachas now on the Shel Rosh. He lost the Laniach bracha. He has to say that again. And now he also has to say Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Where do we ever find two brachas on one mitzvah? So the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to say the bracha of Laniach Tefillin, that's a regular brachas HaMitzvah. Like every mitzvah has a brachas HaMitzvah. The Al Mitzvah Tefillin is a bracha shevach v'hoda. It's not really, it sounds like a bracha samitzvah, but he says you don't have two bracha samitzvahs on one mitzvah. It's a bracha thanking Hashem that we have the opportunity to fulfill Mitzvah Tefillin. We do have a similar thing by Mila. By Bris Mila, there's Ala Mila, and then there's Achnisa Riso Shel Avram Avinu. So one is a bracha samitzvah, and one is, they say, is a bracha shevach v'hoda, thanking Hashem for the mitzvah of Mila. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to, he doesn't make the comparison to Mila, but he wants to say that that's a pshat in the two brachas. So let's continue in the Ramah. V'chein pashat ha-mineg b'vnei Ashkenaz sh'mavarachim sh'tei brachos. He says, v'tov lo mar tomit achra bracha shniya baruch shem kvod machusod olam v'ed. But you should then say baruch shem kvod machusod olam v'ed after the second bracha. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, Michshum Chash Sofik Bracha Levatala, because maybe it was a Bracha Levatala. And if a person says Shahakol, then they forgot and they say another Shahakol right away, Bracha Levatala, what should you do? Bracha Shein Tzricha, Bracha Levatala, you should say Bracha Shein Kvod Machusod Olam Va'ed. Now wait a second, but that's not the rule. The rule is Sofik Brachos Lahakel. You don't make a Bracha if you have a Sofik. Not make the Bracha and then say Baruch Shein, right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say. V'loshu suffik gomor. It's not a real suffik. D'imkin ech yivarach mi suffik bracha levatala. How could you make a bracha levatala? How can you make a bracha mi suffik? Ech yivarach mi suffik bracha levatala. On the tzad that you don't need the bracha, it's a bracha levatala. V'yismach al she'om a bracha she'en kvod. El ha'da'an b'nei Ashkenaz tviyo na'alocha g'dash Rabbeinu Tam. We hold like Rabbeinu Tam. And we hold that you need two brachos. So why are you saying Baruch Shem? Rak l'ravcha d'milsa l'hoti atzvenu midei kol pikpuk nogin omar Baruch Shem. So he says like this. If it's a real bona fide suffix, we wouldn't make the bracha at all. That's the rule. You have a suffix bracha slakel, don't say the bracha. Over here, we pass another bit of time, you need two brachos. But just to play it safe, the ravcha d'milsa. Like, to play it safe, we say Baruch Shem. I think it was Aruch HaShulchan wanted to say, that's not the reason, there's some more, that's the reason they give, but it's not the real reason, there's some other reason that we say Baruch Shem. Okay. Now here's an important line from the Mishnah Berurah. V'yizayer ma'od shlo lomar Baruch Shem rak achar shehadik ha-shel rosh. Make sure that you don't say this Baruch Shem until the Shel Rosh is in place. Achar shehadik ha-shel rosh al rosho kara'ui. The shel rosh has to be in the right place. Then the bracha went on the shel rosh. Now you're finished. Now you can say baruch shem. But if you throw the tefillin on the shel rosh, you throw the shel rosh on your head, but they're not in the right place, so you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. You made a bracha on it. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. And then you start with baruch shem. Then you can have a big problem because you made a bracha to put on the shel rosh and you're interrupting between the bracha and the mitzvah with this baruch shem. So make sure that the tefillin are in place. Otherwise, you have bracha zulevatol. Otherwise, the bracha zulevatol. You're making a bracha on the shel rosh and you're not, before you fulfill the mitzvah, you're interrupting with an irrelevant bracha, an irrelevant pasuk. You have bracha zulevatol. Okay, so then for sure it's a bracha levatala because you interrupted between the bracha and the mitzvah. You have to make another bracha, and Mishnah says this is a problem. People are not careful to make sure that the shel rosh is in place before they say the baruch shem. Let's look at the Bira Locha Divar Masla V'Tov. This is very interesting. Ayin B'Bira Gra Shepasek HaMechaber. Interesting enough, the Gra paskened like the Mechaber. Only one bracha for both. And I saw it brought down one of the Sfarim that Roshom Zamer Orbach himself only made one bracha. And he brought down there a lot of poskim who just made one bracha. Very, 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 very interesting. Then the Bira Locha brings down Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger cost of Eitz Hashir. Okay, so Rikide Eger has the Eitzah, the way you can get out, you can fulfill both opinions. It says like this. Sheikhabim be'ez berchas lahaniach. Im alocha kishitas Rashi. If the alocha is like Rashi, then I really only need one bracha. Right? So how can I make the second bracha? Ani mechaven shelo lotes be'berchas lahaniach ala shel rosh. I want my bracha of lahaniach only to go on my shel yad and not my shel rosh. Va'vezek kesach, and then it's like speaking according to Rashi. And according to Rashi, what do you have to do now? You have to make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh.
Just because it's kavana, it's like he spoke.
Right, because you're kavana, because you interrupted, you separated between the bracha and the mitzvah. I mean, the haniach is supposed to go on both, but if it goes on both, according to the mechaber, I don't make another bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. In order to make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, I have to speak. I'm not allowed to speak, so I have kavana. If the halach is like Rashi, like the Sfaradim, like the mechaber, I want my bracha only to go on the shel yad, then I need to make a separate bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. V'yuchal v'arach al shel rosh. Now, he doesn't follow it through, but I looked up Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger follows it through. Now, that's a problem, because let's say, according to Tosus, if you speak, according to the Ramah, we'll see this tomorrow more, but if you speak between the shel yad and shel rosh, you need to make two brachas now on the shel rosh. So you can't just have this kavana. This kavana in the Rikki Ega is like a tznai. Im alocha kishitas Rashi, I only want my laniach to go on the shel yad and not the shel rosh. But if the alocha is like tosus, I want it to go on both. That's not spelled out over here. Skip the brackets. It seems like other poskim also, the other achronim, agree with Rabbi Kiva Eger that this is a valid eitza to fulfill both opinions. But the Prima Gadim in the end, even though he says it works, he doesn't like it. Ain lino kain. V'ulai ta'amo k'dei shel yargil ha'odav es'atzo l'fakfek achar min hagen shel Yisrael. Maybe the reason, he doesn't know why, I mean, the Prima Gadim says it works, and he says don't do it, and he's not sure why. And the Bar Halacha says, perhaps the reason is, a person should not accustom himself to question the Minhagi Yisrael. Minhag Ashkenaz has been, for hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 years, to say two brachos. Now you're going to come up, even though you're saying two brachos, but you're coming up with this Eitzah, so what are you doing? You're really questioning the Minhag Ashkenaz, which shenisyaset apishitos harbe merishonim. You're questioning many Ashkenaz, which is put in place according to many shitas we've shown him, and has been in place for the last 1,000 years, and therefore he doesn't like it. But I think it was Piskei Tshuvos. I don't have it here. He surprisingly brought aside from Shlomo Zalman, brought a lot of the biggest poskim that we have from the last 100 years, who only made one bracha. Interestingly enough, I think he said the Chafetz Chaim himself may also have only made one bracha. I'm not sure. But, I don't know. Our minhag is to make two brachas. That's what we do. But it was, it's very, very interesting, very fascinating. So, but the Gra held like the Mechaber. And the Rosh Hashanah Zalman held himself to be a Talmud of the Gra. Because the early Ashkenazim who came to Eretz Yisrael were Talmidei Agra, and he learned by Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. He has an Adam Asura back to the Gra. So there are other cases where Rav Shlomo Zalman himself would follow the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, but he would instruct people not to do that, because that's not the generally accepted Ashkenazi Psak, but he, as a recipient and as a Talmud of the Talmidei Agra, felt that that's what he should do. But when answering questions, he told people to do the regular standard Ashkenaz minig, which Ashkenazim have been following for centuries. We'll pick up tomorrow with Sif Vav, and we'll do this a little bit again when we get to Sif Tes.